producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
We're here today with Joe Adams. How are you, Joe?
I'm great, Robert. How are you?
Good. And Joe is the CEO of RSM, which is the largest middle market accounting firm in America, about 80 offices, 8,000 employees. Talk about what the company is.
Well, we're a traditional CPA firm, audit, tax, consulting services. I think our focus, as you said, Robert, is the middle market, and we've been focused on that for 90 years. Started out in the Midwest and have grown globally to really create a significant organization, the fifth largest in the U.S. and sixth largest globally.
And when you came in, you've been CEO since 2011. Let's talk about what your vision was for the firm there, and then talk into how you galvanized or worked to galvanize the executive team.
Sure. Back in 2011, it was a great time for us, coming out of the recession, and our tax and consulting business at the time was owned by H&R Block, which we had sold to them in 1999. And that actually created an ability for us to fuel the growth of the firm. They provided the capital to acquire a number of businesses around the country, other CPA firms. And with McGladrey, we had always had a philosophy of being in the dominating the mid-tier markets. And so we were only in three of the top 25 markets at the time. So we decided we wanted to be a national firm, a truly national firm. Therefore, needed to be in the large metros. Block, the partnership with Block enabled us to acquire a number of firms where when we exited that relationship in 2011, we were now in 22 of the top 25 markets and had clearly become a middle market leader in our space and had grown to be the fifth largest firm in the country at that time, CPA firm. So the ability there to buy the firm back really required us to raise capital, raise financing to be able to pay for the firm. And at that time, we went out to our partners and explained the situation to them, really tried to listen to their feedback, and really we took a lot of time to make sure that we were answering all their questions, because we needed them to not only agree to buy the tax and consulting business back from H&R Block, but also to put their capital in, to really become owners again. And that was a big deal for them. They had sold their businesses over the last, many of them had sold their businesses to us over the last 10 years, and now we're expecting them to buy it back. So we really took our time to create a vision of, you know, the middle market focus and really our strategy of clients and people, and making sure that we focused on how we continue to serve our clients better, how we continue to develop people so that they enjoy what they do in our space. And so we spent a lot of time, again, reaching out to our people, our clients, talking to our people about this acquisition and what it was going to mean to them, and creating a vision of becoming this dominant middle market force in really globally, in particular in the U.S. We were able to raise those funds. We bought the firm back. And then we spent quite a bit, at the same time, we spent a lot of time determining who our leaders were going to be. So we had people who were, you know, already leaders in their positions, and we wanted it to be a transparent process. You know, I believe in transparency. I believe I'm a very candid person. You come to me with a question, I'm going to give you an answer as straight as I can give it to you. And so at that time, we went through this process. We had a team We solicited input on the candidates from all of our partners, so if they had any sort of feedback, we took that into consideration. And it really created, I think, a trusting organization, that management was open and honest, and we pulled our leadership team together and really looking for leaders who understood our culture, understood this was a team orientation. I came up through the ranks in a very team-oriented environment where we succeeded together, and we really wanted to bring that same feeling back. We had become very siloed in the last few years under Block. They were very much a traditional autocratic type of style. Here's what we decide to do, and you go do it. Well, my experience has been just the opposite. Let's listen to what people have to say and adjust our thinking accordingly. And so when we went out to the partners, we called it the inverted pyramid or inverted triangle, where instead of the leadership being at the top, the leadership was at the bottom and the clients were at the top. And everything that leadership did was to support the organization so that we could serve our clients better. And I think our partners really gravitated toward that and appreciated that they were being supported by management instead of being told what to do. Needless to say, we were able to get that deal done and have continued to build upon that vision through a very careful process of let's, again, get agreement on who we are, what we want to be, and how we're going to do that. And so at the time, we brought in an outside facilitator to help us with our strategy. We spent a lot of time at the leadership level, and this were probably the top 15 leaders in the organization. So we had gone through this process. We had brought these leaders together, and then they started to really work hard on the vision. We came up with First Choice Advisor to Business Leaders Globally. And we chose those words very carefully. First Choice Advisor, meaning that's what we are to you as our client. It's not something we say about ourselves. It's a position we want to attain by being a good provider of services. Business leaders, because in the middle market space, you're working very closely with the CEO, CFOs, other leaders in our client organizations. And those are the people side. It's a relationship business. And so it was very important for us that while maybe we provide services or bill organizations or companies, we're really working with the people inside those organizations. Our purpose of committed to clients, committed to helping our clients through their business challenges, that was another very important part of who we always were. When we were founded 90 years ago, our first managing partner, I.B. McGladrey, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, his whole purpose was help clients succeed, treat your people right, and do that with integrity. Three simple things, which I think we've lived by for 90 years. It served us well, and now we needed to galvanize this organization. I think our people needed to know how good we were, and so we spent a lot of time communicating about what we were going to become and the vision and the strategy, and as a result, that has stood the test of time. We haven't really had to alter, our vision, our purpose, or our values, and really our strategy has continued to evolve, but it's really been the same fabric since we put it in place really 90 years ago, and then in 2011 kind of reinforced what we were trying to become, and had some great success, not only financially, but from an employee engagement perspective, where our people have really become excited to work in this organization. The pride factor has gone way up. We do a survey every 2 years, and the one just recently really was off the charts in terms of how successful our people feel about things.
And it's clear we've got, by the way, a minute and a half until break, that culture is essential for you. And I know you're a family man with five kids, and you build a lot of flexibility into your culture.
Absolutely, Robert. We spend a lot of time. Of course, you know, flexibility is interesting. It can be whatever you make it to be. I mean, we have formal programs for flexibility.
That's a great line. Flexibility can be whatever you make it to be. We have formal programs. So really, what you're being true to flexibility, right?
Absolutely. You can have a formal program if that's what you need. But for me, coming up through my career with five kids, I needed to be able to spend time with my kids and still get the work done. And believe me, I worked very hard. But I had a partner tell me early in my career, if you don't put your children's things on your calendar, it will never happen. So do that first and work around it to the best that you can. And so when I think of flexibility, it was the ability to, not always, but be able to spend the time at the critical moments when my children had a play or a conference with their school or, I loved coaching them in baseball and hockey. So I was able to do that because this firm allowed you to have that flexibility. And so that's something we continue to do.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Joe Adams, who is the CEO of RSM, a newly branded company, although it's in its 90th year. We're about to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Joe's leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with Joe Adams, who is the CEO of RSM, the largest middle market accounting firm in America with about 8,000 employees, 80 offices. So let's talk about in your leadership philosophy. I first want to ask you about challenges. Now, you've grown one part of the business, you grew over tenfold. What would you say a lesson, a challenge you had in life was? How did you approach that, and what did you learn from that?
It's a great question, Robert. You know, looking back, I would say, you know, I was primarily an audit partner throughout my career, and has always been involved in the business. And so, you know, to me, it was always about making things better. How can I make a difference? How can I make things better? And so when I was given an opportunity to run the Chicago office in 1998, I had a executive coach interview me, and there was a lot of information going on there and tests being done. And at the end of the process, I was able to get the position. But the coach, the executive coach, told me, you know, you're an interesting combination. You are a very competitive person. And that could be your derailer. So watch out for that. You know, you really need to be careful that you don't let that, you know, win-lose philosophy creep into your thinking. And secondly, though, which is unusual, is you're a very empathetic person, which is unusual for somebody as aggressive or competitive as you are. But that will serve you well. So think about that as you become, you know, the leader of this office. And, of course, you know, that led to Great Lakes leadership, and over the course of time, we did some acquisitions. So the challenge part, I guess, is the first acquisition we did, I would say, did not go very well. We had, probably took too much of a position. I took too much of a position of this is the way it's going to be, you know, get on with the program. And that of course, did not work very well, especially in our profession, where a lot of our partners like to think that they want to be owners and they want to do things their way. So the lesson learned there really was very helpful in the next really big acquisition we did, where we basically doubled in size in Chicago. And what we did, though, was spend a lot of time to listen. And I listened to them about how they did things. They listened to us about how we did things. Both of our leadership teams worked very closely on our strategy for the next, you know, 3 years. And we spent a number of months just really understanding each other and how we were going to make this work. And there was good chemistry that evolved through the process of really a really good give and take. And ultimately, we chose kind of a hybrid of how we were both organized. Individually, we put it together, and we have never lost a beat. I mean, that we continued to grow. We continued to be successful. We did not lose any, really. I think out of the 50 partners that merged in, maybe two or three of them left over the next 3 years. It's been 10 years now, or almost 10 years, 2006.
And you've 100,000 clients, well over 100,000. How about losing clients?
We did not lose clients. If you keep your partners, you keep your clients. And we didn't lose people. We didn't lose clients. It was just a very successful merger. And I think really is what one of the things that led to me being chosen to be the managing partner and CEO of RSM, a number of years later.
So we have a few minutes left. Let's talk about this branding. you going on your 90th year, it's a significant branding. Just, you were talking a little bit about it when you're describing the firm and your vision, but what really drove you to change the whole branding, which is significant when you've 8,000 employees and a well-known brand to boot?
Yes, we have a great brand here in the U.S., and, you know, fortunately for us, the RSM name is familiar to many of our clients, because back when we were, when the tax and consulting business was owned by Block, we were RSM McGladrey, and then we were McGladrey and Pullen on the assurance side, the test. But the reason for the rebrand is more and more of our clients are global. I mean, they have operations throughout the world, or they're manufacturing in different places. But it's almost impossible for a business to grow in these days without having some global aspect to their business. And so as a result, you know, we've been part of a RSM international network for 50 years. We helped found it 50 years ago. And we work together across our global membership just like all the other big firms do, with the one big difference. We didn't have the same name. And even though we worked very well together, the optics just weren't very good. And so when businesses looked at us, they felt like we were somehow disjointed with our global operation, because if they did business in Mexico, it was RSM Bogarin, and we were McGladrey in the U.S. So for us to be successful long-term, it just made a lot of sense that we choose one brand globally. We spent a number of period of time really working with our global members on strategy. So the first important part was, who are we going to be as a global firm? And fortunately for us, the alignment with what we are here in the U.S. and the alignment with what we're trying to be globally is the same. It's the power of being understood, bringing that brand promise to our clients, and really being that middle market leader in the world. And so it was just a natural decision then to get to RSM, a very common name. We did our research. People who knew RSM felt very strongly about our capabilities. So even though we're giving up our name here in the U.S., going to RSM isn't totally foreign to us, and it really does unify us globally.
So final question, we have about a minute left. What is your advice to CEOs?
Well, I would say in this day and age, transparency is a big deal. And the more open and the more communicative you can be, the more time you spend, you know, with your people, the more time you spend with your clients, you will learn a lot about your organization. You will learn a lot about the external environment around you. And then it's just a matter of really pulling that together to create your strategy for how you're going to attack it.
Well, Joe, it is great. A real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Great to be here, Robert.
And it's Joe Adams, who is the CEO of RSM, the world's largest middle market accounting firm with about 8,000 employees in 80 offices. And what you all heard is about a culture of flexibility. And what was fascinating when I asked about that, I said, well, we really just try to roll. We do have formal rules for it. So when you think about growing your company, also think about things like flexibility and how you could build that into the core of your organization.
Hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, welcome to the Customer Experience Show, where we interview the leaders who have reinvented the fabric of customer experience. From great service to predictive analytics, we'll talk about it all. We're Reese and Reese, your hosts, Robert Reese and Albert Reese. And remember, if you ever miss a show, just go to www.customerexperienceshow.com. Hope you enjoy.
We are here today with Joanne Jenkins, who is the CEO of AARP, actually known as ARP as well. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, I want to start off, AARP, when founded in 1958, was known as American Association for Retired Peoples, or Persons. But that's really not at all what it is, and I know you've about 38 million members now. Talk about what the organization really is.
Well, certainly, I think most people know that we actually dropped the American Association of Retired People well before 2000. And it was really a recognition that many of our members are no longer retired. I think nearly half of our members are still in the workforce, and so they're not retired. And so we wanted to make sure that AARP was keeping up with where our members were going and what it is they were wanting from us. And so we are very proud to be AARP, or ARP as some people call us, and really trying to be in those, our members' lives every day in whatever it is they are worried about or hoping for or wanting to do.
And so you have a focus now on people really 50 years old, and I happen to be 54 years old, and in full disclosure, a couple of years ago I actually bought my insurance, my health insurance, through AARP. And I know that a recent study was done by you, and it showed that 50% of the 50-plus population say they will never retire. And frankly, I think I have the best job in the world. I don't ever want to retire. So how do you really reach the 50-year-olds, and what is that member experience like?
Well, I think that's, you hit on exactly what it is we're focused on, because we know that once you turn 65, when you're Social Security eligible, Medicare eligible, you're more likely to become an AARP member. But we're really focused right now on that 50 to 64 year old, trying to make sure that we're relevant to the issues that they're focused on. We hope our members see us in a different way, whether they're looking at the magazine, which is one of the largest magazines circulated in the world, or a social media online, that we're really trying to change and adapt to what our members want from us. The last boomer turned 50 last year, and the first Gen Xer turned 50 in January of this year. And so we know that those folks who are just now turning 50 are online, using social media, not likely going to websites, and not necessarily going to open that piece of mail like we sent to you 4 years ago in the mail. And so we need to adapt and change as an organization, absolutely not forgetting those who are 65 and older, but also looking at the opportunity that we could have you as a member for some 40 years.
And you've changed the mission, right? You've now changed the mission to include enhancing the quality of life as we age. And as much as we want to fight that, it's sort of inevitable for all of us, isn't it? So it's a great mission. It impacts every person. We think about that, and now, and you're reaching out to the communities, which I do want to delve into in a few minutes. How do you balance what you're doing in the communities as well as, or with your, what your focus is on the members you have today? How do you balance those two?
Well, I would say I don't think we've changed our mission. We are about fighting for and equipping individuals to live their best lives. But the way people are aging is changing in a very dramatic way. And I like to call that disrupt aging, that my mother or father, 50 to them 20 years ago is very different than the experience that I'm going through. I happen to be 57 years old, born in the year that our founder, a female, Dr. Andrus, started AARP. And so I look like you, Robert, and think this is the best job I've had, and I can't think about retiring. But I know that as a membership organization, we're looking at this, and people have options for what membership organizations do. And so while AARP has been extremely successful in the past, we need to make sure that we're here and that we have made this transformation and change so that people want to join AARP, either because of our advocacy and our social impact work, or because they love those discounts that they get on our products and services, or that they want to be engaged with us in some kind of personal fulfillment way that we do as we help people with their search for jobs, or are making sure that their skills are up to speed in the workplace. And so this whole idea of how do we start disrupting aging, how do we change the way people think about the 50 plus. And I like to say 50 is not the new 30. 50 is the new 50. And it's okay.
I like that.
It's okay that it's not that I want to be 30 again, but that I'm comfortable being 50. And it is energizing and exciting. And we need to get companies to start adapting to the needs of the 50-plus rather than the 50-plus adapting to the products that are on the market and that we're having to adjust the way we live and work to their products rather than to adapting to what we need.
And you've expanded the definition of your members, and that's a recent change. You're now operating in communities. 800 of your roughly 2,400 employees are now out in the states, out in the communities, making contacts and connections in there to improve the way of life for folks. How do you affect that change? How do you ensure you have the same quality and consistency of focus on each of the communities as you continue to decentralize, essentially, from the headquarters here?
One of the transformations that we've had to make internally is this: it's okay to take some risk. If we keep doing the same thing, we're going to get the same results. And so as we're rolling out this structure at the state level, we have a number of test sites. One of the ones that we're looking very closely to is in California. So our office used to be up in Sacramento, and now we're moving that office to L.A. There are 5 million Latinos in the state of California who could be AARP members. And how do we reach out to that community in a way that from Sacramento, we couldn't do that. And so we're looking at how do we adjust those state office structures and show up in communities and show up in strip shopping centers and actual communities all across this country to deliver many of the programs that we have over the last 30 or 40 years, but also come up with new relationships and be better partners at the local community than probably AARP has been in the past.
So how will they provide the communities and the folks you have in communities, how will they provide information and insight back to you here in order for you to come up with new solutions, new ideas to push, again, back out to the communities you represent?
One of the things that I think is so important is actually getting customer feedback. So customer meaning our members, our partners, our volunteers. You know, we couldn't do the work that we do without the hundreds of thousands of volunteers that we have. And so we are now bringing all of that data from what we learn in communities all across this country into a centralized data bank here. And that information then gets fed back out across the country to say, here's what we're seeing happening in New York. Here's what's happening in Florida. How have we approached this particular social impact issue, whether it's around health security or Social Security, Medicare? Big issue for us now is around caregiving. You know, how do we move those issues of caregiving in state legislatures as well as here in Washington? And how do we come up with programming? Because we know if you're not a caregiver, you soon will be one or you will need one in your lifetime. And so that is a huge issue for how do we think about that at the local level, at the state level, at the national level? And how does that bring relevance to you as an AARP member so that we show value to being a member of AARP on the issues that matter to you the most.
And I was going to ask, how do you connect the two, what you're learning from your communities and your members? Can you talk a little bit more about how the information and the insight you get from one group impacts the communities or from the communities back to your members?
Well, I think that's absolutely very important. And it's how do we learn from the value of what's going on in one urban city or one rural community. We have seen some of the testing coming back in terms of how we talk about the work we do, how do we convey that information back to our state offices and down to the local structure, and then how do we share that with our partners in community is very important. And it actually helps us become a better organization, not only with us inside of AARP, but for those who are our partners out there who are also providing products and services.
So you've about 1 minute left until break. We are with Joanne Jenkins, who is the CEO of AARP. The question is, quickly, what will the member experience be like in 2020? High level.
I think the member experience will be flawless. The member will not be able to tell whether that person is right there in their local community or here in Washington. It'll be getting information that only you want to hear. So you won't be getting those multiple mailings from us. If you go online or to our website or to your mobile device, you'll be getting only that information that you've told us you're interested in. And I think that's key to our success.
We're speaking with Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. This is Robert Greason.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, we're back with Joanne Jenkins, who is the CEO of AARP, and you've just recently announced something pretty fascinating called an innovation fund. Talk about what that really is.
Well, we're very excited about this announcement because one of the things that we've been really over the last 3 to 5 years talking to companies around the country is how do you start developing products and solutions to address the needs of the 50 plus? And we have hosted our health innovation at 50 plus where we've allowed startups and other companies to come in and pitch their ideas. And we've tried to package those with other funding sources. But this really was a recognition in us working with the board to say, we need to put our money where our mouth is, and we, AARP, needs to start investing in some of these companies. And so we're excited that the board agreed with this, and we've launched this $40 million fund, AARP Innovation Fund, focused on health security solutions. So around aging at home, what are the solutions that are out there that will allow people to age in their own home and not necessarily go to a nursing home? Around preventive health care and access, how can we do things like telemedicine for people who may be in rural areas to be able to do some of those things? And also this whole idea of convenience and access. You know, how do we come up with products and services that make it easier for people to have access to health care or to live healthier? So we're excited about it.
What type of partnerships are you creating in doing this?
Well, so as part of this, we've actually hired J.P. Morgan Chase, their private equity group. We recognize that we don't have that competency internally, and we went through this process where we entertained, I think, about a dozen proposals for how we could do this. What was important to us at AARP is that we had the expertise of the professionals to manage this fund, but we also wanted our hand, a little hand into it, to make sure that the kinds of products and companies we were investing in were aligned around our mission and our vision for where AARP is going.
And a lot of this has to tie into your idea of disrupt aging, I'm sensing.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about this whole idea that we need to disrupt aging, that 50 is not the new 30, 50 is the new 50, and the way we are, I like to say, living, not aging, is changing. People are living well into their 80s and 90s and some beyond 100, and how do we start thinking and adapting to the wants and needs of the 50-plus rather than the 50-plus adapting to the products that are being put on the market?
And if you look at the 50-plus, I believe out of our GDP, they spend about $7.1 trillion. So this is fairly significant.
It absolutely is significant. And if you're in the marketplace out there and you're not focused on the 50-plus segment, you know, the 65%, those who are 65 and older in this country represent a huge part of the future of this country. 10,000 people a day are turning age 65, and that's going to happen for every day for the next 15 years. And
wow.
So companies who are not recognizing this tremendous opportunity to create value in this market, I think, was going to lose the mark.
And when you look at the demographics of the 50-plus, I know there's something like 7.4 million are self-employed, a lot of people working with organizations, and your studies have shown 50% of people don't want to retire. What are these people really looking for? What are the solutions that you really feel you'll be able to improve their lives with?
Well, exactly what you said, that, you know, over, we have 38 million members, and over almost half of our members are still working, either because they have to or because they want to. And I absolutely think that in the course of the next 10 to 15 years, how we work, how we educate ourselves is going to dramatically change. It used to be that people might have two or three different jobs. People in the future are going to have two or three different careers. And so we see a lot of our members and non-members coming to us to keep pace with the technology, to help them navigate through how do they find a new job, how do they find their passion. We have a relationship with the Small Business Administration that people 50 and older are one of the fastest age segments starting their own businesses. And this whole idea of this shared economy is creating a influx of new opportunities for people who are 50 and older, whether it's Airbnb or Uber, creating opportunities for people who may have had very successful careers and now want to do something different, but also want to stay in the workplace or part-time in the workplace or maybe take a break. And so it's an exciting time for this 50-plus age group. And I think it's changing in a way that's adding value to our economy, not being a drag on it.
And it's both. It's adding value to the economy, but also individually, it's enabling people to contribute and validate their purpose in life.
Absolutely. One of the big things that we're doing and that we will hopefully have a connection between that innovation fund is a product we have called Life Reimagined, of helping people.
Life Reimagined.
Life Reimagined. How do you reimagine your next 50 years? What is it you want to do? What are those innovations that you might need to help you get to that next job, that next opportunity, that next experience that you want to have?
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with Joanne Jenkins, the CEO of AARP. We speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. And we're right now talking about something fascinating called an innovation fund, which has just been launched. So how will you know when this is really successful? What are the telltale signs you'll look for?
Well, I think that a few of those hopefully will be that solutions are being brought to us, or we're being able to invest in these new startups or solutions that are helping life feel better and look better for the 50-plus, that others will want to join our fund, that we can grow that fund and bring focus to this whole segment and get not just our fund but other funds out there to start putting resources into these ideas that come up with solutions for the issues that people who are 50 and older in this country face every day.
So this could almost be a prototype.
Absolutely.
That can really expand, and this can truly change the fabric of society.
Well, and I also think not only change the fabric of society, but also change the way people think about AARP, that AARP is an idea organization that's constantly looking to make life better for people who are 50 and older.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I remember I used to think of it as Association for Retired People, and it's the real possibilities, and that's what the future is holding, right?
Absolutely. We dropped the American Association of Retired People some 14 years ago, and it's AARP, creating real possibilities in your life every day.
Well, Joanne, a real pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.